This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Waking up with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Morning, darling. How are you?
Good morning, Melbourne. I'm very well, thank you. It's such a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
Filling in for Jillian.
We've got global warming to thank for that.
The
sun is shining.
It is.
It's a bit concerning, though, don't you reckon?
I reckon it's really worrying.
Yeah.
Actually. But I'm quite pleased that with the election campaign that's going on at the moment, that the attention is being focused on climate change.
Yeah. Well, it bloody should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody that opposes climate change is an idiot as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't really. I'm kidding.
Lucky you don't. But how could anyone simply oppose something like that?
Well, how can you ignore it?
Exactly.
Now with the evidence, it's just ridiculous.
Mm.
Can I say that the school kids that did go protesting, which I think is fantastic that they did do that, what about their beautiful air-conditioned classrooms they now sit in? Well, I never had that as a kid, and I never had iPhones and iPads and all the electricity that uses and batteries and emissions that come out of that, and where do we dispose it? So sorry.
But you know what? The good thing about us not having air conditioning when we were young is that we were sent home, weren't we?
Only if it was over 40 degrees.
Oh, really? Right. I was never sent home.
Oh,
were
you?
If it was over 40 degrees, which is a rare thing for the coastal areas.
Mm. Well, it won't be rare anymore.
No.
They won't be going to school.
Yeah.
I reckon we've now got Sydney's weather of 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what's happening.
I agree.
Coming up, we're going to talk about taking selfies.
Oh, yes.
What drives us to take selfies.
Never done that.
And people are taking real risks.
On cliff edges and things.
Absolutely. We'll find out next. You're on Joy.
Like a shy, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling about you. And every time we talk, every single word builds up to this moment. And I gotta convince myself I don't want it, even though I do. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I wanna hold you. I'd go back to you. Never got it right, playing and replaying old conversations, overthinking every word, and I hate it cause it's not me. And what's the point of hiding? Everybody knows we got unfinished business, and I'll regret it if I didn't say this isn't what it could be. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals it beats for you. I know it's forward but it's true. Go back to you. I go back to you. You could break my heart in two, but when it
heels, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. Won't lie, I'd go back to you. You know my thoughts are running loose. It's just a thing you make me do. And I could fight, but what's the use? I know I'd go back to you.
I wanna hold you. I'd go back to you.
Selena Gomez, back to you on Joy 94.9, Anastasia and Warren for breakfast, 10 minutes past 8.
Morning, darling.
Good morning. Are you a selfie person?
I'm not really, no.
Not at all?
No. Or, I mean, you know what? I think if I was more confident, I'd probably be doing it a lot more. So there's a little bit, yeah, I'm not.
What do you think of people?
I get really agitated when I see people do a lot of selfies. I judge people instantly on Instagram.
Me
and think
too.
You're a narcissist. So if I see at least, you know, 10 photos of them just of themselves posing, I automatically judge them as a narcissist. But you know what? It's not true because a lot of my friends take selfies and they're so not narcissistic. They're beautiful, kind, gentle people.
And sometimes, you know, you do genuinely take one because I want to capture this moment. I'm standing at wherever and I want a photo and I want to prove that I was there.
Yeah.
But you are right. There are others that
are just taking selfies of themselves. And who are we to judge that at the end of the day?
But it can be quite dangerous. And joining us on the line is Brady Robards, Senior Lecturer in Sociology at Monash University, to help us talk about it. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
Brady, let's start with the selfie itself. I mean, it's just a photograph. Why is it so bad? Yes.
Well, I love a selfie, to be honest. I love that the selfie allows us to kind of place ourselves in the world, as you said. And, you know, when you want to record a particular experience, when you're with friends or when you're at a travel destination, I love that the selfie places us in the world and gives us control over our own self-representation. And I think especially for LGBTQ people, like, there's this great capacity to be seen and to be represented and to represent ourselves in the way we want to be represented. So I personally love a selfie. Of course, when we're talking about people taking risks and taking selfies in dangerous positions, that's when it gets a bit more tricky.
So what are some of the dangerous positions we've seen? I mean, we did hear of some deaths, I think this week, was it?
People are dying taking selfies.
Yes. Yeah, it's tragic freak kind of accidents, unfortunately. And there have been a few cases in Australia. A few years back, I don't know if you remember, but there was a pilot of a light aircraft actually lost control of the plane when a passenger knocked him in the head trying to take a selfie. That was horrible. And then a few years ago, there was also a guy who died when his friend was taking a selfie with a gun and accidentally shot him. So there are these kinds of freak accidents, but there was also recently a couple who was Australian couple who was traveling in Portugal, and they were up on a wall and they fell from a 30-meter high wall while they were trying to take a selfie. So there's actually been some places around the world where they've started putting up signs at tourist attractions to say, you know, pay attention to your surroundings, don't be taking selfies here, because of course, when we're taking selfies, our attention is drawn to the camera, to how we're looking, to the angle, those sorts of things. So, we're not as paying as much attention to our surroundings as we would otherwise.
Oh my god!
But I mean, they're very risky. Wasn't there a walrus as well? Mm-hmm. Like someone that jumped up and got them.
What?
Yeah. Look, in these situations, you know, it might have been that person otherwise would have been paying more attention or not. Like it's. Of course, when our attention is drawn away, we miss these things in our environment sometimes, including walruses, yeah.
So hold on. I need to know this. I need to know about this walrus. A walrus ate somebody while they're taking a selfie.
Do you know more about it, Warren? No.
There were, apparently, I think someone was trying to take a photo with the walrus and it attacked them. Or so. I don't know the exact detail, but it definitely attacked them. Or they weren't killed by it. but it got angry.
Thank God for that.
And said, stop, you know. It wanted its right side taken, not its left.
Yeah.
You know, and it did get very, very, very upset. But, I mean, is it fair to say, though, that the drive to take selfies, like, if you know, you look at certain situations, say, you can go to a gymnasium, and I find it quite sad.
A gymnasium.
People are sitting there taking photos of themselves on equipment, and you want to use your equipment, then you can go up and say, excuse me, do you mind if I use the equipment? Oh, I'm just taking a photo of myself. So, I mean, there's also an impact of selfies on other social behaviours, isn't there?
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, sometimes, as you were saying before, you know, sometimes when we see people taking selfies in the world, it can make us a little bit uncomfortable. And I think we're still kind of catching up to this idea and how it's becoming embedded. But for most people, taking selfies is a pretty routine, mundane kind of everyday activity, so they don't see it as a kind of socially jarring kind of thing to do in spaces like a gym, for example. But for most people, I think selfies is just about, you know, recording what you're up to and sharing that with friends and loved ones. Like, it's kind of a way of sharing experiences and placing us in the world. So, yes, we do see kind of problematic behaviours around selfie-taking potentially, but I think they're usually the exceptions rather than the rule.
Right, okay. So the problem is people risking their lives to get the best selfie and being eaten by a walrus.
Yeah, I mean, people have always risked their lives, haven't they? And especially, you know, part of growing up and part of kind of figuring out our boundaries and kind of showing off and sort of that seek of the thrill, people have always risked their lives. But I guess the way that technology is now embedded in our lives and the camera phone, the front-facing camera phone, is always accessible, it adds in a layer of recording those kind of thrill-seeking, risk-taking behaviours. So there were some other examples of social media influencers who were criticised recently for taking photos and putting them on Instagram that were very dangerous-looking, like hanging over a wall.
And so
this is also, you know, bound up in the pursuit, I guess, of those really eye-catching images and wanting to grow a following, because that's how they make their living, right? So, yeah.
Mm. Bradley, don't you reckon also, though, selfies take us away from the moment? So when we want to provide a timeline of photos and share it with our friends, but I've found myself completely out of the moment just to get the right shot, and it removes me from the experience, to be honest. And I think that's the danger in it, more so than by being eaten by a walrus, is that, you know what I mean? Like,
I think, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that,
so
every
it's
day,
a,
kind of, yeah, being drawn out of them. I totally agree. And I think that some people, this is the case for some people. But for others, I mean, when I sometimes hang out
What do you take selfies of, Bradley?
Oh, look, having a drink, you know, especially catching up with people that I haven't seen for a while.
Yeah,
I think there's I was at the zoo with some friends, or the Hillsville Wildlife Sanctuary on the weekend with some friends. And at the end, like, when people started leaving, we're like, oh, let's grab a selfie to kind of, like, record this. And
yeah. Did you take a selfie with an ape?
No, there was no apes nearby. There was a dingo in the background.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I think that it can be fun, but you're right. Like, we still need to figure out, you know, social groups are kind of coming to terms with how to make it not take us out at the moment. Like, there's been that kind of phenomenon practice of people at restaurants and dinner tables, everyone put their phone in the middle and no one used their phone while we're eating. I think the same kind of thing has to happen with selfies. And I guess there are people growing up now for whom taking selfies has been a normal part of every kind of social interaction. So
yeah,
as they
absolutely.
Get older,
but we've talked
maybe the generation.
Bradley, we've spoken about the risks to people taking, selfies in dangerous places. Mm. But what about the risks to animals? We had the case of the dolphins dying in Argentina where they were being passed around by people just wanting to take a selfie.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, it's really horrible, those kind of cases. And that's about, I guess, people's respect and understanding of animals. And yeah, it's horrible.
I know, but the drive for them to get the perfect selfie is greater than the welfare of the animal.
And I think, this comes back to these kinds of the spectacular image and how we see, you know, social media influencers and celebrities having spectacular images, and those kind of practices filter down into the everyday users like you and I. And then so there's these kind of conventions. But yeah, I think that those are horrible examples, but generally the exception rather than the rule. I think most people like driving cars, right? Like, if you see a car crash, everyone talks about those examples, but most people get around pretty safely, get around to just their day-to-day activities, to work and so on. So I think that, yeah, we do see these examples as exceptions and spectacular ones, certainly.
Now, Brady, finally, Anastasia's going to Bali. She is completely selfie-obsessed. I know she's pretending that she's not. She's so obsessed, you should see it. If she doesn't get a certain number of likes, she gets upset as well. What should she be careful of when she takes a selfie over there? Like, could the monkeys grab her?
Anastasia, you have to be aware. You have to be aware of your surroundings. And if a monkey jumps in the background as a photo bomb, I mean, that's going to get you a lot more likes, obviously.
I love a photo bomb.
A monkey photo.
As long as I don't get bumped.
As long as you don't get bumped, yeah. And I think that it's about kind of being aware but you know, having fun and also taking them at the right time. I think that's important.
Yeah, I'm just going to take them in my bathroom.
Oh, good, perfect. The mirror selfie is a classic, yeah.
Exactly.
Brady Robards, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about selfies.
A pleasure. Happy to chat. Have a great day.
Thank you
too. You're on Joy.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
I remember us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger? I've got so many secrets to show. When I saw you on that stage, I shivered with the look you gave. Don't you hear that rhythm? Can you show me how we can escape? Part of me you change, just hold me together, tell me you'll always want me to stay. I was biting my tongue, I was trying to hide. I'll forget what I've done, I'll be redefined.
Joy 94.9, Years and Years, Shine with Anastasia and Warren. 27 minutes past 8.
Morning's gone so quickly, darling.
Good morning. Hey, on the recent public holiday, went out to a cafe.
Oh, did you?
And was having a really nice coffee, sitting there enjoying it. Mm. And there was a group of tourists from overseas.
Right.
And they were quite young. And they were being shown around by this real Aussie guy. Mm. And he's saying things like, hey, you know, it's public holiday today. It means no one's working. They're all down the Great Ocean Road. And he's going on and the complete... I was trying to enjoy my coffee and the stuff that was spouting out of his mouth was just ridiculous. Anyway, he was the know-it-all of everything that you've ever heard. You know, one of those people? Mm. And it was all rubbish, absolute rubbish. Anyway, he said, have you seen a koala? He goes, there's not many left because they've all got AIDS.
I beg your pardon.
He said that. He said, they've all got AIDS.
How do koalas catch AIDS anyway?
Well, they don't. That's the point. It was, I mean, they do suffer from a form of chlamydia.
There's something in the eucalyptus, is
there? But I was getting really irate with this guy. I thought, you're just feeding all this crap to these people. And they're all taking, oh, really? Oh, really?
So oh my God. To see one. It'd be a great character to recreate.
They've all got that. It was so annoyed. So I thought, do I say something and correct him? Like when he starts saying things like that, and he crosses a boundary.
You're such a busybody. I can just see you sipping your latte going, oh, dang.
I was getting really annoyed. I thought, I mean, I don't mind if someone's trying to help someone. And
I would say something. You don't say koalas.
But something like that, that, you know, is a stigmatised thing. And he's, oh, they've all got AIDS. You won't see any of them. So I said something.
It's insane. Oh, good boy.
I corrected him.
I love how you're embracing your power lately. The last month I've really noticed it.
Actually, no, they don't. But if you are worried about what they're suffering from, the drought is affecting them. And I said, and they do suffer from a form of chlamydia. He goes, what's that?
Chlamydia?
Yeah, so I said, yes, they do. So I said, go and look it up. Go and look it up. Anyway,
I'm trying to remember what chlamydia is. Is chlamydia like, I just keep thinking vagina when you say chlamydia.
You need to go and have a checkup. Go and get checked. But seriously, I got to know. So these people, you know, when they just.
Chlamydia?
They know.
I'm going to Bali. Imagine I've got chlamydia. Will they let me through?
They're not going to check you on the way through.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. There's resources for you to go and check out. Okay. But anyway, the koala. So I did. I said something. Mm. Do you reckon I should have, or should I have minded my own business?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, it's pretty full on what he said. Koala's got AIDS. Don't bother going and seeing them.
But what is it? You know,
did you say something?
I did say something. I said to him
about the chlamydia.
Not true. Yeah, I said that's what they're suffering from. You need to. But I wasn't going to explain it to him.
No.
You
know, how did he
poor
react?
Tourists were looking at me.
How did he react?
Oh, I think he felt like he sort of.
You humiliated him in front of
had been taken out, but I could have got my head punched in.
You could have gotten your head punched in and you did the right thing. The reality is you can say whatever you want, Warren, as long as you're not rude or arrogant to somebody. If they're being arrogant or they're being hurtful and talking shit, why not correct them?
Something?
Absolutely.
And especially when it impacts people's...
And koalas.
And koalas as well. So I'll give you another example.
Oh, my God, I'm worried I've got chlamydia. Go on.
When I was walking... Go and get checked. It's easy. Go and get checked. When I was walking and there was a teacher that came out of a school. We've had a few teacher issues today. We spoke about. And it had a group... And the two boys were in trouble because he had an earring. And the teacher goes to him...
I love guys in earrings.
Get that earring out of your ear. You look so gay. And I thought, okay... I could feel it again, you know, that feeling of
the rage.
I'm getting really angry here.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not going to sit by and let this happen. So I said something. I said, excuse me, you need to be careful. Put my hands on my hips.
Excuse me. Flick of the hair. Is that when your hair was curly?
That's when my hair was curly. So I told, and I said, excuse me, you can't just say, use the term gay in a derogatory meaning, you know, about his earrings and be careful. And I was quite open about myself. And so I'm offended by that. And he looked at and
meanwhile, you're in your fur coat.
I was in my fur coat.
Pearl diamond.
Spinning around.
How dare you?
How dare you? But he was very apologetic and said, you know, you're right.
Do you know what I love about that? I love it when you pull someone up on their behaviour and they're so surprised by it that they actually end up apologising. It's so endearing, isn't it? You instantly forgive them.
Absolutely.
Because it's like you knock them out of their unconsciousness of how ridiculous they're being.
And being pulled up on behaviour is not such a bad thing. I mean, you've pulled me up. I might have said something. You said, well, actually, Warren, that's not fair.
Absolutely.
That's not true.
Yeah.
And you appreciate it because that's how you learn and you grow. But, have you done it?
I think I've done it throughout my whole life. It's gotten me into trouble. I don't have that medium. Sometimes I can be a little bit aggressive if I'm passionate about something. So I don't have what you have. But you've taught me to kind of...
Do you find you feel it, though, if you hear something like this?
Oh, yeah, I'll lose it.
Your earrings
are
so gay. Do you feel that?
I'm Greek. I'll lose it.
Body temperature just going...
Oh, yeah, I'll lose it. Yeah. But I've got to learn how to kind of pike down a little bit.
Settle it down. Yeah. Go have your test and go off to Bali. It's 8:45. You're on Joy.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone,
Clean Bandit Symphony at Joy 94.9 with Anastasia and Warren for breakfast.
Morning, sweet man.
There's some good stuff down at the gallery at the moment.
Oh, NGV rocks. I love that.
Are you into
art? I love art, absolutely.
And you know your stuff?
I know my stuff. Hello.
Really?
Look at me.
So you know all the what to say and everything?
Yeah, I've got the lingo, absolutely.
All right, well, let's go down. Let's go down to the gallery and have a look and see what's in there at the moment.
This is gorgeous.
Come over here. Come and have a look at this.
I love this.
Come and have a look at this. This piece over here. What do you think of this?
That's amazing. That's so green.
Green? No, it's blue.
Well, I'd say green.
I would say blue. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. You're colourblind.
What about it? Well, it's just, I mean, there's nothing much to it, is it? It's just this round thing.
Well, I wouldn't say round. I'd say...
Oh, for God's sake.
I'd say oval.
Do you disagree with everything?
No, seriously, though,
What do you think it represents? Life?
Well, I don't know. I think it explores the relationship between emerging sexualities. And life as performance, really. I mean, with influences as diverse as, you know, Munch and John Lennon, really.
God's sake, here we go.
New insights are synthesised.
Well, I think it's a group of sculptural works that aims at a void that signifies precisely the non-being of what it represents.
Look, I think it should be added that the reductive quality of the purity of the line contextualises the participation in the critical dialogue of the line.
I disagree with some of the things that have just been said, Anastasia, but the mechanical mark-making of
the
gesture...
Look, what colour is it?
...spatially undermines the distinctive formal juxtapositions.
Look, as intermittent phenomena became reconfigured through boundaried personal practice, I think it's fantastic. It looks like a fish.
That's ridiculous.
It's a fish. It's a green fish.
I can see you know your art stuff.
Put this emotion, waves of emotion, and I'll go there with you. Anticipation, so close I can taste it. There's one thing left to do. Yeah, we've come so far and we've almost done it all. We kiss up here. I think you and I see this eye to eye right here next to you. I know you feel it too. There ain't nobody else. I want you to myself. I feel so close to you. I know you feel it too. There's one thing left to do. And I'll go there with you. Make every one night like once in a lifetime. There's one thing left to do. I think you and I see this eye to eye right here next to you. I know you feel it too. There ain't nobody else. I want you to myself. I feel so close to you. I know you feel it too.
Hey, now listen, are you going to have time for coffee? Because we've got to organise my life. I'm going to Bali on Sunday. Or are you just going to do your usual and just run off to gym because you're so body self-obsessed?
No, I am going to go to...
So obsessed with yourself.
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't look like the way you do if you weren't.
You know what? Yeah,
you're there every day.
I go every day, but Monday I do other things too.
Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, and throw shit parties.
But yesterday there was someone there and she, I don't know, she must have been time-pressed or something. There was a lady working out in high heels.
No, no way. I want her now.
She had high heels. She had a really nice dress on.
Oh,
she
sounds hot.
About 10 chains around her neck and bangles everywhere. But I feel like she just walked out of the, as though she'd walked out of the office and gone, oh, I've had enough.
Oh, she sounds really hot.
And she walked
hot.
Straight in. She was working out with high heels.
My God. All I can think about is Pamela Anderson working out in high heels.
But how could you press equipment with your feet with high heels?
Well, maybe she was in a rush and she just did dumbbells, like her upper body.
Well, then she was just standing on the scales for about 10 minutes, so I don't know.
With the heels?
With the heels.
It sounds like so much fun, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on. Mm. Anyway, maybe she was mesmerised by how much weight she's lost. Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
What was going on? Are you going to get organised for your Bali trip? What?
Oh, my God. Do you know what I've just realised? I cannot believe that I've organised a trip. I've given up my lease for my house. So I am going to a trip to Bali.
Yep.
I don't have a job to come to and I don't have a house to come to.
How exciting, though. It's, you know, most so people would be funny. Like far too scared to even think of doing
yeah,
that, Anastasia.
It's exciting. Like, yeah, absolutely. I'll come back homeless.
No, you won't. You'll land
penny
on your
pinching.
Feet.
No, no, no. Of course, I'll be. It'll be fine. It's just so
but
crazy.
Just if you just conceptualise what you've done, like think about it. Like sold everything, left your job.
Yep.
You know, cut ties with everyone who annoys you.
Yeah.
So you've got no friends.
you'll be done.
I'm next after this, and you're heading off overseas.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
And you're going to have a fantastic time, which I think you know you
I
haven't had a holiday
I just can't wait to get
ages.
My hair braided
and a massage every day.
It's going to be
you're
amazing.
Going to absolutely love it. You're going to have so much fun. And then come back and you get to start with a completely clean slate.
Clean slate, no money with a tan.
I mean, how many?
No money with a tan and braids. I'm going to look so hot, it won't matter.
How many of us get that opportunity?
Yeah, I agree completely.
Just you.
Any sugar mummies? 047 Joy 949.
A sugar mummy? You don't need a sugar mummy.
Yeah, I do, absolutely. No, I'd
gonna,
love a sugar mummy.
You are so going to pick up in Bali.
I hope so.
You will.
Have you got any travel advice for Anastasia?
Wear sunscreen.
I don't wear sunscreen.
No, because you're going to go, you've got that beautiful olive skin.
Jaggly. Yeah. Jaggly.
I hate you for it.
Exactly.
That's it for us.
Thank you. Hey, it's been so much fun, darling.
It has. Hang on. I wanted to say thank you for entertaining me this morning.
Thank you.
I should think so.
Yeah, all I can think about is black throat now when I look at you. I'm referring to the bird.
The bird, yeah, of course. Yeah, that wouldn't be me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.